Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from James. Hey James, he sent me an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now you need to make sure that you've smashed the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories that come out every single day. Well friends, are you ready for this amazing adventure? Oh, I am. Let's go! It was a beautiful day outside as James was sitting in his backyard with a big piece of paper, like way bigger than normal, and some markers and crayons and all kinds of things. He was an expert at drawing imaginative creatures. Do you know what that means? Yeah, it might mean a creature or critter that doesn't really exist in our world. Maybe it exists in a different world, but you have to close your eyes and you have to picture, how am I going to build a brand new critter? Maybe it has legs like a kangaroo, antlers like a deer, wings like an eagle, and maybe it can swim underwater like a shark. That can be a pretty fun game to play when you're creating something new. And that is something James loved doing. All right, what should I make today? Said James. He was holding an orange marker and a brown marker, and he was trying to think of what kind of creature he could make today. He was using a brand new set of markers that he had just gotten. And these, in fact, were magic markers, and he didn't quite realize the power that he held between his fingers. Well, I guess it wasn't much longer before he actually saw how magical these markers actually were. How about a wolf? Yeah, like a wolf with big teeth and big ears and lots of cool fur and, but maybe cat-like jumping powers. Yeah, it's like a wolf cat. James started drawing this amazing new creature that was a combination between a wolf and a cat. I don't think there's any wolf cats on our planet here on Earth. Maybe they live on another planet far away. But James was going to be the first human to ever see a true, real wolf cat. Hey, James, it's time for lunch, shouted his parents. Okay, I'll be right there, he replied. He was just finishing up his drawing. There. Oh, that looks great. Okay, I'll be right inside. He left his paper out in the sun, and he raced inside to eat a delicious lunch. Hey, James, what are you drawing out there? They asked. Oh, this is a delicious sandwich. Thank you. I was making a wolf cat. It's pretty cool. Oh, can I see it? Asked one of his parents. Yeah, I'll go grab it. James raced out the back door to go grab that big piece of paper with his drawing on it. And as he ran outside, something was very wrong. What happened to my drawing? James shouted. It's completely gone. This piece of paper is blank. What kind of markers are these things? James was pretty frustrated because he had spent all this time drawing this amazing wolf cat creature. And somehow, it had disappeared right off of the paper. I'm gonna have to start all over on this thing, said James. But then he heard a sound. What in the world was that? Said James. He looked all around, but he couldn't see anything that could have made that sound. But then he looked up in the tree, and there it was. Wolfcat? Is that you? Said James. James's mouth dropped open, and his eyes were as big as pepperonis. He thought he was imagining things, and maybe even losing his mind. So he called his parents out to the backyard to see if that indeed was real or just his imagination. Do you guys see that up in the tree? Shouted James. No, James, what are you talking about? There's this Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want to see if you can actually see the same thing that I see, said James. It's right up on that branch. Come here. His parents walked closer to him, looked up, and they couldn't believe it either. Mouths dropped open, and their eyes were as big as pepperonis, as they were very confused at what they were looking at. That is what I drew on this piece of paper over here, said James. I'm serious. I drew this. I call it a wolf cat. It's part wolf, part cat. And listen to it. It purrs, and then it howls like a wolf, but it sounds different. See? It was just then that this new creature, this wolf cat, started to carefully climb back down the tree. I think it ran up there because it was afraid at first, because it had just come alive off of the piece of paper. Come here, little girl, said James as he held out his hand for the creature to sniff his fingers. It immediately nuzzled its face into James's hand. It definitely was adorable and very fluffy, and it was kind of strange looking. Part wolf and part cat is super cool. Can I keep him? Said James to his parents as he turned around with puppy dog eyes and his bottom lip hanging out from his mouth. We've never seen an animal like this before, they said. But it does seem pretty nice, and it does seem to like you. I guess we can give it a try. Yes! James shouted and raised his hands, and the wolf cat gave a happy sound. Wow, how amazing is that? Not only did James have some magic markers that created a new thing in real life, but he also, I think, made a new friend in that wolf cat. Can you make that sound that the wolf cat can make? It purrs like a cat, and then howls like a wolf. And then you combine the two to make a wolf cat sound. Great job! Yeah, it's pretty hard to do, but those wolf cats are amazing creatures that I think James is going to learn a whole lot about. Even though this is the end of our story, it is only just the beginning of James's amazing adventures that lie ahead with his new friend, the wolf cat. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts! I want to say hey to Akaya from California, Bo from the UK, Carter and Brandon and Rhett from Canada, Yash from Mumbai, Nell and Lena from Boston, Charlie from Utah, and Alexandra from Romania. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew. Without you, my friends, well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!